Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mark Cabale Report, brought to you by IC Light. Dr. Cabale of the Pat McAfee Show has been kind enough to join us in studio, Bob. What a man
it's
he is.
It's always a pleasure to have the kaboom in the room.
Hey, did I...
Kaboom in the room. That's a good one. We should do that.
I like...
Hey,
that kaboom, is kaboom is in the room.
You know, I got one bone to pick with you. Yeah. You're calling Batko the Batkovian mongoose.
Batconian.
But whatever.
Who's counting?
You know what? That was something like... Ken Laird called me like 20 years ago.
Because I called you that, the Cabalean mongoose.
Yeah, so yeah. So you're like just reusing, repurposing it?
I mean, mongoose.
Without credit?
Mongoose advance over time. Right, Bob?
I like mine better than
mongoose.
Yeah, do you like, the Batconian mongoose or the Cabalean mongoose better?
I like the Batconian. Batconian, yes.
Batconian, right. Get that right.
So, you know, Kenny Laird still does call me from time to time just Goose.
Does he? You still talk to Bruce?
He's a big timer in Boston.
I know he is.
He runs like the entire radio empire up there.
Bruce, Ken Laird. Well, they call him Bruce for the old
smart
Colts
man, too.
Safety.
I'm glad for all his success. Yeah.
He went there and took over Boston radio, Bob.
Yeah, he'll text me, then I'll text him back, and I'll hear back like 7 weeks later.
Where's Joe Bendel? I haven't seen him in a while. I always wondered.
I haven't seen Joe.
If they had made the call here a while ago, Ken and I were auditioning to do a show together, basically, because we were in between hosts here after Seibel left. If I forget who I don't know if it was Terry Fox or Ryan McGuire. If he had given the okay for me and Ken Laird, you and I might never have happened, Bob.
I'm sure your preference would have been Ken. And that's
no
okay.
Way. No
it's
way.
Fine. I thought you and Ron had
well,
a
now
good
you're putting me in a position where I insult you or Ken. Maybe the show would have been you and Ken.
No. It would have been you. You're the one who drives this whole show here.
I suck.
Make no mistake about it. This is the Joe Show. I'm just here as sort of a caddy.
Now you're putting me in a shame spiral, Bob.
No, I'm just telling that's the truth.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, that's a classic matchup, isn't it? Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Everybody say a game you remember in Steelers-Bills history. You don't have to get into particulars. I'll start. Playoff game 1974, O.J. Simpson comes to Pittsburgh.
You took my one.
He had already run 94 yards against the Steelers at Three River Stadium. Chuck Knoll said that was the only time Jack Ham ever missed a tackle, but in the rematch, the Steelers completely bottled him up, holding him to 32 yards on 14 carries on their way to their first Super Bowl. Bob?
That's the one I was going to say because that's the.
There's been
all
a million.
Right, just calm down. I got to think about it.
Was there one in '90s, early '90s when they came in here
and Pittsburgh beat them
on a Sunday night or a Monday night?
It was a very big game. I can't even remember who was.
Rod Woodson had a pick six and they broke Jim Kelly in half in that game.
That's the one I'm thinking about. Jim Kelly, right?
Yours, Cabale.
Yeah,
name
I like
one.
That one. I like that one. You're talking about in Pittsburgh?
No, just a memory, a Bill Steelers memory.
I mean, how can you forget a couple years ago with the 34 inches of snow or 34 feet of snow up there?
And they changed the game from Sunday to Monday?
Seven times. And I changed my hotel like eight times. And I go up there, and I think Buffalo people know how to remove snow because it looked like it was the middle of summer up there. I didn't see a speck of snow, even though there was 17 feet around it.
Let's keep going around, shall we? There was a game in Buffalo many years ago, and let me get this right. Terry Bradshaw, I think, threw for 2 yards, had 2 yards passing. And it was snowy and it was windy and it was truly incredible. And it was the game that got him benched for Cliff Stout. Did you know that?
No, I forget that if I did know that.
What about the one here where the duck turned back into the duck?
The duck turned back into the duck back when Tre'Davious White could still play for the Bills. Terry Bradshaw in a game in 82. Listen to this, Bob. He completed 2 of 13 passes for 3 yards. He was intercepted twice and sacked 4 times, and he fumbled deep in the Steelers' end. The Bills scored. How about that for a game?
That is stunning because I don't remember. I remember it being bad, not that bad. That's as bad as you can remember Terry Bradshaw.
Jim Kelly had 6 or 5 touchdowns against the Steelers in Buffalo one day. Don Beebe, I think, had 3 of them. Le'Veon Bell had a franchise record 236 yards rushing. Kabali? Or 34? In Buffalo 35. In the snow, right?
Yeah, Le'Veon, 220, 230?
Something like that, yeah. That
I just remember the snow afterwards was even worse. I don't think tires ever touched pavement until I got to Cranberry. But yes, that was an impressive performance by Le'Veon.
Bob, you're checking texts and not putting enough effort into this segment.
I have no idea you're going to go into these ancient matchups.
I mean, there's been other ones. Think about this one. Here's maybe one of the greatest ones of all. And other than the Super Bowl, I don't know if Bill Cowher ever got more joy out of a win than the year Pitt went to the Fiesta Bowl. It was the Tom Donahoe Bowl. The Bills needed to win to get to the playoffs. Right. The Steelers used their JV team because they were already in the playoffs. And a couple of guys that nobody knew then named Willie Parker and James Harrison helped Cowher beat the Bills in Buffalo, Donahoe's Bills, to eliminate them from the playoffs. Remember that one, Kabali?
Absolutely. What about the Stevie Johnson drop in the end zone?
Now you're coming on board, Bob. Were you there for that one?
Who did he blame, God or Jesus?
He blamed God, yeah.
Got it.
I was standing right in the end zone
God
when that happened.
God had a different plan.
I was standing right in the end zone when that happened.
Really?
Yes.
Guess who threw that ball? Wrong.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Look at that.
It was Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Troy Polamalu made one of the great plays of his career in that game. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I remember a game that was a Willie Parker standout game. I remember these because I do these preseason games, and but it's how Willie Parker made a roster. Because of what he did in that game.
Yes, it was. That was his coming out party. Right. And Harrison had a great game, too. Stevie Johnson drops an overtime pass right in the breadbasket from Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then in the early days of Twitter, tweets after the game in all caps with exclamation points. He intimated that it was God's fault, Bob. You ready?
I remember what he said, yeah.
I praise you 24/7, and this how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though. He finished with thanks, though.
You know, a low-key one was that snow game of what I previously mentioned. You know why? Because that was Ron Cook's last game.
I thought Ron didn't even go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put it that game because...
Oh, he halfway did. He turned around. You're right.
Because
you're right.
There was a Mackie controversy.
Yes.
I think he found out Mackie was going and Ron said, then I ain't.
Yes.
He was Gary...
That pushed him out the door.
He was Gary Templeton, Bob. If I ain't starting, I ain't departing. Remember that?
He did depart and he turned around.
You're right about that, yes. Cavalli.
What history.
What history we have here, Bob, huh? So what was Ron's last game then, huh?
Oh, it had to have been the week before that. I don't know who they played.
I think that everything, did they have everything Buffalo, sewn up Buffalo, or no? Cleveland? Might have been Cleveland, in Baltimore. Was it?
Oh, it might have been that.
It was in Baltimore.
Was that the rain game where he laughed at me because I was soaking wet showing up to the press box?
It was because it was the game where Mason threw the touchdown to Deontay to get the Steelers to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so I showed up and it was pouring rain and I didn't have an umbrella.
And to get to the press box, you have to walk a long way outside.
And the first person I run into was Ron Cook and he's like, I'm like, thanks, Ron.
I praise you 24/7 and this how you do me. Fitzpatrick was great in that game, Bob. Anything else? Any other Buffalo,
Stevie
Pittsburgh
Johnson
memories?
He was like a brief career of greatness.
Yeah.
He was good for about, three? Four?
Oh, my God. There's a problem.
Uh-oh.
I asked Sean Gentile to come on at 1, and now Cavalli is in here past 1.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to
How do we solve this one, Bob? Do we have them both on? Yeah. Is there room enough for 4?
Yeah, we could do that if you want.
Hey, just have a table for 4. There's
we
four
make the rules.
Is he coming here too? There's a
I don't know.
Seat over
I don't
here.
Know. I think he's on the phone.
Well, then,
do you mind if we have another guest?
What do I care?
Okay.
It's the Bob show. Ask him.
I always have room on a table for anyone who wants to come in and join.
Boy, was that a Tomlin loss, that Stevie Johnson game. I'm just reading at the end of the story. The results snap Buffalo's one-game winning streak after a miserable 0-8 start to the season. What a horrific loss that was, Bob, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've had a few of those. They've beaten the Bills in the playoffs. They've also lost them in a big score in the one. I don't even remember what it was. It was like 40-plus points they gave up.
When?
I don't remember. Again, we're going back in time here.
I don't think – oh, there's one more to mention. The Bubby Brister – Neil O'Donnell game when Cowher's first team went 12-4 and the Bills came here after the miracle comeback from 35-3 against Houston. They had no Jim Kelly in that game and no Thurman Thomas. So it was Frank Reich and Kenneth Davis, and they beat Cowher's team in Pittsburgh, a 12-4 division champion.
That was after the 35-3 comeback game against the Oilers?
Yes.
Wow.
They came here. Do you remember that game, Cavalli?
I do not, but I could tell you something.
And the controversy was that Bubby Brister had gotten hot late in the season, but Cowher went with O'Donnell. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I remember that.
Why doesn't Cavalli remember?
He does not mop up for nobody, right?
That's what he said, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that whole quote, and that was funny. But, yeah, they lost that game.
That was incredible.
Even without Jim Kelly.
I think Bruce Smith didn't play that day either. I think he was sick with the flu. And then here's what the story was. And then I was paranoid that I got Bills players sick.
No, you're paranoid.
I went to Buffalo that week to cover the Bills because they were playing the Steelers in a playoff game. And then that morning it comes out that Bruce Smith is going to miss the game because he's sick.
And you had the sickness that brought him down?
I thought I was the one who got him sick.
Wow.
Do you remember that, Cavalli?
I remember when you got off the plane in Chicago because you didn't want – then drove to Kansas City because you thought the plane was going to crash. Was that it?
No, it was a plane I got on in Kansas City that was the size of a pencil in a windstorm, and then all the electricity went out. We were just about on the runway.
You ran
and out. Then they're like, okay, you all have the choice to either leave the plane right now or stay on, and everybody stayed on. So
except
I'm the guy
you.
In the back who gets off the plane. I'm like, I'm not flying a pencil plane with no electricity in a windstorm.
Why would they make that announcement, though?
Well, no, I mean, they didn't say – The announcement
that tells
was
me that they think this thing's going down. And
well,
you,
no, they said if you now, you know, if you want to make other travel plans, you have to leave now or you have to stay on the
but
plane.
But again, that sounds like
it didn't
the pilot,
sound good.
The pilot has issues, and are you willing to take the chance?
I said,
can't believe
I'm
no
here.
One else went off.
No one else went
see,
off.
I would have had a lot of second thought. I don't need
I
to
like,
hear that.
I like those pencil planes.
I hate. It was a windstorm, and we were about to fly through the Midwest, and I left in a huff, I might add.
Yeah.
But I still, I got on a big plane later and was still at dinner for Kansas City Barbecue with you, Joe Rutter,
and
Jeremy Fowler.
I got a picture of that. You,
yeah.
You eating at the Jack, whatever, Jack Stacks, right?
Yeah. Well, I still made it there.
Yes.
I remember that. My only dinner with Jeremy Fowler. You still talk to him?
Occasionally. He's too big for me, too. I text him, and he'll get back to me a week later. A lot of that going on. Sort of like how you text me at 7 a.m. this morning.
Well, that's not big time. Then
I
that's...
No, I big timed you. I never got back to you because
yeah, right.
I forgot.
Exactly. Bob, I don't feel well, and I don't know why.
And your feet hurt.
Maybe it was all that champagne you drank.
What was that?
There's champagne in that room.
Is there?
Yeah. To make a mimoso, if you want one.
Are you going
to
drink some?
I got work to do. I got to go down to the
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is talking later today, as Mark told me.
Yeah, why? So, does he always talk at 3?
After practice. Practice is till 12:30 to 2:30 maybe. And he'll talk right after that.
I have a bunch of rapid-fire questions to ask you in the final minute here.
All right.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, warm but rainy, high of 56, Lamar Woodley. Answer these questions in 4 words or less. Should Tomlin have gone for it on 4th and 9?
That was right before 2 minutes, right?
No. Okay. Did Mason Rudolph play a good game?
You set me up on this one. I thought he played an above-the-line winnable game, but not great.
Give him a grade.
Probably a good B-.
All right. What else happened in that game, Bob? Bring up some issues.
How about the tush-push? Should he have thrown a challenge flag on the tush-push that failed?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that they – it's not going to be quick, but – you would think that it'd go to the instant replay.
Yeah,
in New York.
Replay assist should do that.
Yeah, replay assist should have
replay done assist
like that.
On the previous play.
Yes.
Gainwell was ruled first down. They said, "Oh no, he missed it by an inch."
Yeah,
and then they don't jump in on the next play.
The Gainwell touchdown was kind of interesting too. Did you see his wrist hit the ground?
You mean
I
the one that
tell.
They stopped him at the 1 yard line?
Push.
Yeah,
and that could have been that could have decided the game because if the Steelers then get stopped on first down, they're causing the Bears to use timeouts, and Chicago wound up getting a field goal. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, even the Gainwell hold. I mean, to your point, they had it what first and goal at the 1. Gainwell scored the touchdown. Metcalf got called holding. Anything can happen. All of a sudden, you're pushed back to the 12. So anything can happen when you're.
How about at the end of the game? Should he have kicked a 64-yard field goal?
I was trying to ask him afterwards if he had that timeout. I don't know if he was.
He didn't need a timeout.
I know. I just don't know if he would like to have a kicker do the fire drill.
The kicker was
65 yards.
I don't think it would have been a fire drill.
It would still have been a little bit.
It was 29 seconds when Metcalf got tackled.
Yeah, but
you can't run that fire drill.
Maybe I have an issue with the play that was called because even if it got knocked down by Brisker, there was no way. It might have been
going to be
intercepted the other way.
I think it was a pick six.
Yeah, it was just not a good.
Well, wait, the play that was called or the choice by Rudolph to throw it there?
I'm guessing that was the play that was called.
Metcalf had to be his first option, right?
Yeah.
He just
okay, that was the play that was called, but he has multiple receivers, two of which were open on the play, and he made the wrong read.
Well, he did. I think he just did. I don't think he read. I think he just. It was so quick, boom, throw it to that spot because that spot should have been open in their minds. I don't think that he was reading anything at that point.
Well,
what?
It wasn't open. He was in.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's pass plays where you have one option and you have to throw it there?
I'm sure there's multiple options, but I'm thinking that Mason in his head said this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.